BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
The news of the world has gone, but phone hacking is not forgotten. Now claims are turning up about different newspapers listening in to private phone messages as they hunt for that front page exclusive. It's the Mirror Group that's under the spotlight now, accused by Heather Mills, the ex-wife of Sir Paul McCartney. It's making news in the States too, so we'll head there soon. First, here's Newsbeat's Greg Dawson.
Ever since the hacking scandal started, there have been claims more than just one newspaper was breaking the law. For the first time, a celebrity has spoken out about a different newspaper group.
He said, I heard you've had a big argument with your boyfriend. And I said, and why would you know this?
That's Heather Mills claiming she was contacted by a journalist from the Mirror Group back in 2001. The boyfriend mentioned is the man she later went on to marry, Sir Paul McCartney. She says there's only one way this journalist could have known they'd had a row.
I said, you've obviously hacked my phone. He said, okay, yeah, we did hear it on your voice messages. I won't run it.
Other celebrities, including Rio Ferdinand and Ulrika Johnson, also claim they were hacked by the Mirror Group. This has dragged one of the media's biggest players into the scandal.
Hello, BBC News. How are you?
Very well. Can you talk to us about the Heather Mills story?
I've actually made a statement, so I've nothing further to add to that.
Piers Morgan, former Britain's Got Talent judge and now a presenter for the US network CNN.
His show comes from here, CNN studio, just south of New York's famous Central Park. This is Dave Howard, Newsbeat's US reporter.
And this is Ruth. I'm 22 and I run bikes here at Central Park. He interviewed Oprah and Beyonce. I saw that one also.
Do you watch the show?
I watch the show when I catch it. I don't really know what time it comes on, though.
Between that and judging America's Got Talent, he's become a US household name. Before all this, though, he edited the Daily Mirror in the UK, owned by the Mirror Group of newspapers. Heather Mills says he isn't the reporter she spoke to, but in 2006, he wrote an article talking about listening to a voicemail from Paul McCartney. This is what he said.
At one stage, I was played a tape of a message Paul had left for Heather on her mobile phone. The couple had clearly had a tiff. He sounded lonely, miserable, and desperate.
He strongly denies ever ordering voicemails to be intercepted, and he says Heather Mills has no evidence for her claims. But there's pressure for him to return to the UK, with one Tory MP saying he needs to explain that comment. There's speculation here that CNN bosses are thinking twice about Piers Morgan, as some say his audience figures just aren't high enough for him to survive this kind of scandal.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. He's all right.
He's all right.
He is entertaining. I enjoyed the interviews I have watched with him.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.